listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what are mineral characteristics? Regular listeners of The Weekly Experiment know that geologists are the scientists who study rocks in the earth. As you can imagine, there are a lot of different types of rocks and minerals. And geologists will use some specific characteristics to determine what mineral they found in the field or are holding in the lab. With around 5,000 known minerals, how do you determine what you have? Geologists would check out what they call physical properties. For example, what's the mineral's color? Often a good first step in mineral identification. Maybe even the most important. But again, can't rely just on color. Some minerals can have different colors because of the trace elements they contain. Geologists might even examine color further and do what's called a streak test. They'll slide the mineral across a specific type of smooth, white ceramic plate. This works especially well with powdery minerals. Sometimes the streak leaves a color, sometimes not, and sometimes a totally different color from the mineral. Not only will the geologist look at the mineral for its color, but also the presence of crystals or the lack of crystals. If it does have crystals, they'll also examine the crystal's geometric shape to identify specific minerals. Another physical property is to determine if it's shiny and reflects light. The term that geologists use is luster, L-U-S-T-E-R. It can help determine if something is metallic or non-metallic. However, just because a mineral surface is shiny does not mean it's a metal. For example, quartz crystals are shiny. So are some fossil shelves, which might look pearly, but neither is a metal. So geologists continue to look at the mineral's properties. Hardness is a good test. How well does it scratch other materials, such as a glass plate? And how resistant is it to getting scratched? Another test is to hit it and see if it splits in a smooth plane, called cleavage, or just breaks, called fracture. Checking if the mineral reacts to acid is also a test. These are just a few of the tests. There are more, many, many more. But it gives you an idea how complex it can be to identify minerals. Here's a fun activity to try at home. The hardness test is pretty easy to do. You'll need a mineral, your fingernail, a penny, a nail, a piece of glass, a pocket knife blade. Use the items to try and scratch your mineral. Hardness ratings range from something soft, like talc, with a rating of 1, to something hard, like diamond, with a rating of 10. Well, we've just learned a little bit about mineral characteristics. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.